It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone, as he does every other week, for an Emery County update, I've got Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about some events that are coming up, and these are kind of events, two of them, that are going to go on down in Green River. We'll spend some time talking about those. The libraries are what he's wanting to highlight this time around, and truly it is, and he brought it up as we were talking off air. Libraries are really the community hub, and we're going to talk about that, and then, of course, we'll get the commission report from what's been going on in the commission meetings as of late. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us this morning.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be here.
So let's jump right in and start it like I always do. How are things going in Emery County right now?
Good. Good. The snow's starting to melt. The sun is starting to shine. And you can hear the crack of the baseball bat. So it's always good to hear that.
That is a good sign all the way around. When you can start hearing that sound, you know the weather's going to start turning around, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of events. One of them you need the weather to be good for, and that is you've got two events coming up down in Green River. One is the UTV Watermelon Crawl and then a Rock and Mineral Festival. So let's spend some time talking about those.
Great. So the UTV Watermelon Crawl will be March 23rd through the 25th. Those of you that but might be interested, you can go to greenriverwatermeloncrawl.com. And then the Rock and Mineral Festival will be held March 31st through April 2nd. And if you want to learn more about that one, that will be greenriverrocks.com. The cool part about that one is people that are interested in rocks, minerals, some of the geological different things in Green River that you want to go see. Maybe it's the rock formation. They're doing a lot of hikes and different history on the rock formations and different hikes. So fun to go if you'd like to go there. I believe it's free to attend. You just need to sign up.
And there are so many things to get out and do. I mean, all over Emery County, but Green River, it's kind of got some unique geology and stuff down there. So this is a great way to highlight that area down there, isn't it?
Yes. And that was the word I was trying to find. The geology down there is pretty amazing. And if you have interest in that, that would be great to look that up and attend.
Okay, so one more time, if people want information on the Watermelon Crawl, what was the website they need to go to?
The Watermelon Crawl is greenriverwatermeloncrawl.com.
And then the Rock and Mineral Festival.
Yes, and that one is greenriverrocks.com.
And both of them are going to be weekends. Hopefully the weekends are going to start straightening up here as far as the weather is concerned, and people can get out and have a good time. It's time to start getting outdoors again.
It is.
Plain and simple. All right, and as you do every week, you want to kind of highlight a department or an area of the county, and you wanted to talk about the libraries, because you're the one that alluded to it, and it was perfect. The libraries truly are like a community hub in each small city and each small town there in Emery County. So let's spend some time and talk about the libraries for a moment.
Yes. So our county, we're pretty dispersed, and so we have libraries throughout the county and in a lot of different towns, and just because we're not a central, just one city. So we just appreciate what they do with their daily events for the youth and adults. They're continuing to improve the buildings making it, you know, a great place for the community to go and feel comfortable. And then the community development part. It's nice to have a hub in each community to go if you need to use the internet or research or read a book or do some of those things or have a little activity. So just wanted to give a shout out to them and what they do to improve our community, the librarians all the way up to the top. All throughout the library system. So just wanted to give them a shout out.
All right. So go check out your local library. There's always great information to be found there. Even if you're just going to check out a book. I know my in-laws live in Cleveland and they live for the Cleveland Library. They go and check it out all the time and then just kind of, you know, and then it's time to go back after they've read their books in 2 days. So it's always a good time, and the libraries are a lot of fun. Even, you know, even when you're older, and especially when you're younger, just go and check out a book and see those things. So go and check out your community library over there in Emery County. And then let's wrap up with this with the commission report from the latest commission meeting.
Great. So a couple things that we approved. So we approved a business facade and signage grant program. So this will allow our Emery County businesses to apply for signage. Maybe they want to paint their business, improve their siding, just new windows, anything that we can do to try to support our local businesses with this grant. It's a partnership between the Travel Bureau, the county, and the business chamber. So we've gathered up funds. It is a matching grant, so there is skin in the game that the business will have to put in, but it's a 50-50 match to help improve business facade in our county. Another thing to note, so we approved the Emery County Justice Court judge, and that will be Judge John Carpenter. So just wanted to let the community know that. And then another thing that was approved really quick was the county facilities in Green River. So when Dominion Energy is ready to start hooking up natural gas in Green River, we approved all county buildings to be connected to natural gas. So we're really excited about that project. And I've talked about that in the past, but this has been a long time coming, and we're excited for Green River and natural gas. That should be a great thing.
And any have they already started to break ground on that? I can't remember if we touched on that, or any idea of a finish date or when they'll be ready?
Yeah, finish date looks like this fall into early winter. And so, yeah, they're on the move and would like to be ready to go by late fall, winter, to start hooking people up into natural gas.
Very, very good. All right, Commissioner Jordan Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time and bringing us up to speed on everything that's going on over there in Emery County. I'm going to let you go and get back to it, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Day.
Appreciate it. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.